This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ongoing large protests in Nicaragua have forced the president to reverse his Social Security cutbacks, but the protests continue against authoritarian rule. Changes to the Succession to the Crown Act in 2013 removed the male bias, meaning that Britain's Prince Charlotte is the first girl to go before her younger brother in the line of succession. About two-thirds of smokers will die early from cigarette-based illness. 10 days of demonstrations throughout Armenia forced the resignation of the prime minister and former president, who'd been trying to remain in power after he reached his two-term legal limit. California and Hawaii are the only states that ban plastic bags. New York has now proposed to do so. Experts have advised the human rights movement to distance themselves from free market fundamentalism by making clear how much inequality undermines human rights themselves. Minimum entitlements like decent housing and health care require someone to pay. Without insisting on more donations from the rich, the traditional companionship of human rights with neoliberal policies will give rise to the allegation that the two are in cahoots. Teachers earn 23% less than other college graduates. Although teacher pay has increased in New York and California, it's way down in a number of right-leaning states. 1 million people use a smartphone app called Propel to check their food stamp use with their smartphones. Researchers are finding that there is a significant pay difference. There is no significant pay difference for CEOs based on gender. There are just fewer women in the position. Although about 90% of scientists believe GMOs are safe, a view endorsed by the AMA, the National Academy of Sciences, the World Health Organization, and others, but only slightly more than one-third of consumers share that belief. A bill has been introduced in California that will release police disciplinary records concerning the use of force, sexual assault, and dishonesty. Nurse shortages are forcing hospitals to offer recruitment bonuses. Shortages are likely to get worse in areas where population is aging or booming, like California, Florida, and Texas, as well as U.S. communities hard hit by the opioid addiction and diabetes. Voice to the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.